Over the past 2 years, lawmakers have implemented two pieces of legislation intended to drastically decrease the population in state prisons in the face of a growing overcrowding problem. In 2013, the legislature passed Senate Bill 371, the Justice Reinvestment Act. Among a long list of provisions, the bill allowed the Division of Corrections to develop and implement a cognitive behavioral restructuring program for DOC inmates being housed at regional jails due to overcrowding. The key to that bill, however, is offering all other programs in the regional jail system was optional, not mandatory. That is, until 2014. Senate Bill 457, which was passed in March, required those additional programs be made available. The bill requires the DOC to provide things like substance abuse treatment or a high school equivalency program at regional jails, just like they do within their own facilities. DOC inmates take many of these classes while they're incarcerated to help them become parole eligible, but inmates who are housed at regional jails because of a lack of beds can't take those classes and are staying locked up longer, costing the state more money.
The positions for Senate Bill 457, the funding is in next year's fiscal budget, so we're preparing, but we won't actually be able to hire and have those positions on board until after July 8th when the system comes back up.
The DOC was allotted funding to hire 10 new counselors to oversee courses at regional jails. The funding for those positions becomes available July 1st when the new fiscal year begins. So while the division hasn't filled the positions yet, they have been working to secure space and finalize schedules for the courses. Cognitive programs will begin July 1st, but the additional programs under 457 aren't expected to begin until October 1st. In the meantime, inmates are being assessed using what's called a Level of Service Case Management Instrument, or LSCMI. The test determines which courses a particular inmate needs to be rehabilitated. It helps the inmate prepare for parole, but also helps the division.
Really, what this will do is, where before the inmate would, the majority of time, request to go into every class coming and going because they wanted to look good when they got in front of the parole board, and it shows that, you know, it will indicate what an individual needs. It will help us get inmates into the classes they need to, cut down on waiting lists.
Rubenstein says it will also allow the division to see which courses need more teachers so they can reach more inmates. As for the cost, last interim session, Regional Jail Authority Director Joe DeLong reported to the committee for a $600,000 to $700,000 investment, putting DOC courses in the regional jails. The state could save upwards of $7 to $8 million from shortened prison sentences. Rubenstein reports the division won't be able to truly measure those cost savings for some time, but says he stands by those projections and believes the state is headed in the right direction. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.